Good afternoon, trustees. My name is Tim Kellen. I'm Deputy Budget Director for Erie County. Thank you, Ken, for the very kind words about our PowerPoint presentation from last year. Flattery will sort of get you something. On behalf of the county executive, we want to thank you for welcoming our new trustees, Teresa, Kathleen, Rhonda, Kathleen, and Michael. I'm just delighted to appoint them, nominate them, and delighted the legislature confirmed them last week. So we're looking forward to them working with you, both the current board members and the director and your staff moving forward. No offense to the other four new trustees, we were tickled that we could find somebody with MLS who's so capable, Kathleen, to join the board. And all of the other four trustees were also happy to have on board. And congratulations, Kathleen, on the birth. I was in Japan. Was it boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl, congratulations. Thank you. Secondly, just a couple of quick items. One on sales tax. I don't know, Ken, if you've seen the sales tax numbers. We received a negative reconciliation from the state last week. So sales tax, we are not meeting budget for the year. That doesn't affect you directly, but it's going to affect your property tax levy. If we don't meet sales tax and budget this year, that $1 million estimate is a gap closer. It could become something quite different. Unlike the former administration, we will tell you immediately and continue to have an open door on these discussions, and you're not going to get a $2 or $3 or $4 million cut with no warning. We don't expect right now to have any such gaps like that for you to have to bear, but right now we have an $8 million gap for next year and the current year budget we're operating under, and if sales tax doesn't meet budget, the gap grows even more. Third, I'm sure you've all been briefed by Mary Jean or Ken already about the CSEA contract. We don't have a tremendous number of CSEA employees here the way we do in the general county workforce. There's been two information sessions held in the last week. The county executive attended both of them. Last year when we proposed a CSEA contract, CSEA management refused to let the county executive attend the information sessions and answer questions, and the contract, as you know, is voted down 3-1. This contract is not as good a deal for those members as last year's. The county's fiscal situation is not as good. From your standpoint, I know in discussions that we'd had with Ken, the budget director, and myself last year about your efficiency grant funds, the possibility of tapping possibly some of those if necessary to settle union contracts. Obviously, the Librarian Association is still out there, room on that and movement on that so far. The budget director and I would encourage you to think about talking with Ken Vetter, executive director of the Erie County Fiscal Stability Authority, and Jim Sampson, the chairman, about the possibility of reallocating some of those efficiency grant monies as necessary for the CSEA contract. The third and final point for me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions on behalf of the county executive, the budget or fiscal situation if you want, I have received your capital budget request for next year. You're asking for just under $6 million for a pickup truck, a bookmobile, and major improvements here at the Central Library. That's going to be hard, very frankly, because of our budget problems, because we did not get a property tax revenue from the county legislature last fall, and it's reasonable to assume they won't do it again for next year. Our gap continues to compound, and because of that gap, I have to reduce my bonding, my borrowing, because more bonding means more debt service payments out of the general fund, the county general fund. Right now, we're looking at a cap on bonded share of our capital projects for next year of $25 million. So it's going to be a lift. We will start having the Capital Projects Committee, which consists of four county legislators, the county executive, a number of department heads, and the county comptroller next month in May. And at that time, Mary Jean and Ken will come over and present, like they do every year, your request in great detail, spend about an hour with about 15 people from the county and talking about the requests and looking at that. So I just wanted to bring up those couple of points in your public business section. Thank you again for allowing me to talk. Unless you have any questions, I'm going to get out of here and go outside. Thank you.